from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Jonice Franklin with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton. Hey, Ryland.
Hey, Jonice.
Okay, so this week, Kentucky's lone Democrat in Congress, John Yarmuth, announced he won't run for re-election next year. This is a big deal for the Louisville area district and sets off a scramble to replace him. First off, why is he retiring?
Yeah, Yarmuth is 73 years old. He'll be 75 by the time he finishes out this term in a year and a half. And he says he wants to spend more time with his family.
Candidly, I have found new and incomparable joy in spending time with my young grandson. And I'd like to spend more of my golden years with my family in Louisville.
That's all well and good and important, but another factor is that Democrats very well might not keep control of the House during elections next year. Historically, midterm elections are reactive. Whichever party is the opposite of whoever's in the White House usually ends up doing well in these congressional elections. We saw it in 2018 after Trump's first 2 years in office, in 2014 and 2010 after Obama's elections. There are exceptions to this rule, of course, but it's a force to be reckoned with. When the country's problems don't go away after 2 years in office, the opposition party typically takes advantage of it at the ballot box.
Okay, so far, two Democrats have launched campaigns for the seat. Louisville State Representative Attica Scott announced over the summer, and minutes after Yarmuth said he would retire, State Senator Morgan McGarvey threw his hat in the ring.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a pretty crazy race, and we can expect more people to hop in before the dust settles. When Representative Scott launched her campaign over the summer, she was a long shot trying to take down a very well-known 14-year incumbent who also happens to be the powerful chair of the House Budget Committee. And now, without Yarmuth running, she's got a much better chance, but this primary could get crowded with candidates.
Give us a little background on these two candidates so far.
So Attica Scott is a community organizer who won her seat in the State House back in 2016 after defeating a 35-year incumbent, the socially conservative Democrat Tom Ryner. Back then, she was the first Black woman in the legislature in 20 years, and she's pushed for things like exempting menstrual and baby products from taxes and banning no-knock warrants after Breonna Taylor's killing. And yeah, now Morgan McGarvey has gotten in the race. He's an attorney and the minority leader of the state Senate. He's pushed for legalizing casino gambling in Kentucky. And last year, he was the guy trying to give subpoena power to Louisville's new citizen review board. He jumped out of the gate with a list of endorsements from a bunch of legislators and prominent folks like former Louisville Mayor Jerry Abramson, State Senator Gerald Neal, Metro Council President David James, State Representative Pamela Stevenson. It was a sign that he'd been thinking about this campaign for a bit, and he's already got his support lined up.
This congressional district and all of them across the state could end up looking different by the time this election rolls around next year. Legislators still have to create new political maps through the redistricting process. How does that tie in?
That is a big question mark over everyone who is running for office next year. It's unlikely that the third congressional district, that's the one around Louisville that Yarmuth's retiring from, is going to look much different at all. But Republicans in the legislature will be fully in charge of the redistricting process for the first time in state history, and there could be some slight tweaks to push things in their favor. Keep in mind, that district was represented by a Republican before Yarmuth. Congresswoman Ann Northup held that seat for 10 years, and the GOP is always hoping to get back into the game in Louisville again.
Finally, this week, the Supreme Court heard a request from Attorney General Daniel Cameron to allow him to defend an abortion law that was struck down years ago.
Yeah, so Cameron wants to be able to defend this law that passed out of the legislature in 2018 that would have banned the dilation and evacuation abortion procedure. It's a common procedure used for second trimester abortions. The ACLU sued to block that law. Former Governor Matt Bevin defended it back in the day, and federal courts so far have ruled against it. When Beshear took office, he stopped appealing rulings on that case, and now Daniel Cameron wants to be the one to defend it. The Supreme Court will decide whether that can happen. We'll probably get a ruling in several months from now.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We've been speaking with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Ryland Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportkpd. That's WFPL.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at WFPL.org.